Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, awesomely healthy, and darn sexy people. Yes, I'm home again. OMG. Do miracles never cease? Okay, I've got some interesting stuff to share with you today. The channel wanted me to talk about all the fear that is going on in the press. And literally, the first thing that came in was, what's the point? What's the point? What's the point of being in fear about anything, really? Okay, so if you can't do anything about it, what you're going to create is just living in fear until whatever it is doesn't happen, or it does. But why not live in joy and peace and love and live in that vibration? You see, underneath that is the subconscious belief that if I worry and I'm in fear, it won't happen. But we know absolutely the opposite is true. When you worry and put your attention on anything that you're in fear of, you feed it. It becomes bigger. It becomes more empowered because you give it energy. So the more you focus on fear, the more fear you feel, whether there's anything at all to be fearful about. Either take action. And how do we take action? We do the work. We go into love and we focus and state only what we want. I mean, every morning in the breathing meditation, I go, I am the United States, and you can do this with any country, of love and peace, joy and communication, unity and integrity. The country I am focused on creating in every moment. I am Big Rain in California. And I'm happy to say we've gotten quite a bit in the last few days. Do the work you know to do, guys. Okay. The next thing is, this is a really important claim that came in during a private session, and it's for all of us. I want what I want, and I give it to me now. I want what I want, and I give it to me now. And now they're adding on, and it is created with joy and love. Because there's still a lot of you, I just got an email going, I feel guilty for getting what I want because other people might be lacking or not getting what they want. Not your job. They have to create for themselves, guys. Okay? I want what I want, and I give it to me now, and it's created with love and joy. Love and joy, love and joy, remember? Okay, I do not believe it's posted yet because Lauren is literally, well, she was on her way back to California. She's going to come in. I'm going to get to see her for a little bit today. I'm so excited. But the next webinar is on genetics. And I was very surprised when they gave me that topic because I always ask, what's the highest topic I can bring out to you? And it was genetics. So I'm with you. I am so stoked to hear what the channel has to say about genetics, because we really do blame a lot of our lack of creation on genetics. And finally, guys, please, please register to vote. The time to register to vote is almost over, if it's not already in your state. This election, this midterm election, is more important than you will ever understand. Well, the channel wants to give, I'm going to a core belief, okay, here. Yeah, okay. If you don't vote, why this makes sense. If you don't vote, that's an example of your belief that you can never be God. That you don't have the power to create. That what you choose doesn't make a difference. It does. It makes a huge difference. We need everybody out there voting in this election, this midterm election. Okay, is there anything else? All right, goody. I get to go to the calls a little early today. Please have your question ready, and we're going to start with Phyllis in New Mexico. Hi, baby cakes.
Oh, hey, Dee. I went up to Wyoming, and I kind of knew, this is in reference to Dolores Cannon, that somehow it's not like closing a loop, but just energetically, I needed to go up there, and it completed something. You know how Dolores would say there was stuff she got during these hypnosis sessions, that some of the stuff was just so complicated and so late. You know, I got the word convoluted. Our minds can't quite understand it.
No, but so, your heart can.
Heart can. Yeah, that's the thing, is I just knew. I went up there and I talked to some guy, and he told me, oh, there used to be 20,000 horses here. And he told me where the old stables were. I was like, I had no idea. There are all these just rows of old brick horse stables. And I just knew I had to go walk along there. And then you had your thing about time, and I asked him about Abraham Lincoln, but Abraham Lincoln had nothing to do with it. But then I realized too, whatever the past life was,
Phyllis,
I think it was civil. What?
What is your question?
Oh, my question is getting clarification, if just energetically I understood.
Question, yes, and I get a yes, you did.
Okay, so.
But you see, no matter how complicated anything is, you can understand it through your heart first. You also spent a past life up in that area, two past lives up in that area.
Okay, because I thought it was just, in other words, I wrote down was kind of romanticized, that somehow I thought the architecture of all these brick buildings just triggered something in me.
It's actually, it's the spirit of the horses.
Yeah, because I went and spent all my time walking along those, looking at those stables.
Yeah. It's the spirit of the horses that you were affected by.
Okay.
You weren't one of the horses, but you were there with horses over a span of two lifetimes.
Wow, okay.
So it was kind of a completion for you.
Yeah, that's what I felt. It's just go there and just complete something.
Well, let's finish the sentence. What do you feel like you completed?
Energetically, I completed. It somehow has to do with this concept of time, that there isn't time, but I completed, finished. It's almost like finished whatever that was, whatever romantic notion.
Yeah, the time's limited. Because when you went back there, you were going in and out of your other lifetime memories. So there is no time. Again, guys, water retains its memories from the beginning of time. So we're living the past, present, the future, all at the same time. Okay?
That's what I got, yeah.
Yep. Well, you were right. Thank you, darling, for sharing that. That was great.
Thank you.
Susan, in Niagara Falls, you're on.
Hi. My phone is finally working. My question is, the relationship that I have with my son and his need of help, which I'm helping him right now, but I'm letting him know what my boundaries are. And when he starts acting up, I treat him like a child when he starts acting like one. So my phone now started working. Is there a correlation between those two?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
Okay.
See, Susan, what you have to understand is you are spending your whole life trying to be better with your son than your parents were with you.
True.
Okay. Why don't you just create the relationship with your son right now? Not based on anything that happened, because then you're in continuing loop of trying to fix things. Do you understand?
I understand. He will not stop talking about it, and so I've asked him, please stop.
Stop talking about what?
To the past. He keeps bringing up all kinds of stuff, and when he does, I pull the car over, I get out, and I just give him a time out. I won't put up with it.
Well, but you are putting up with it.
Well, I feel that helping him at this point, this one last time, and tomorrow's the last day, that's it. I'm not doing this again.
Okay, good.
I've decided. I told him that.
I want Susan to start taking care of her.
True.
What's the
me
most
too.
Loving thing that I can do for me? Because, guys, if we continue to enable people, and I'm not saying that all of us don't need help sometimes, but if we continue to enable people, we never teach them they have the strength of self-creation.
That's why when he starts acting up, I stop and let him know that, no, this doesn't cut it.
Okay, well,
that's exactly why I'm doing that.
A first step, Susan, and it's time for you now to let him create his own life.
I totally agree with you.
Okay, well, you have to take steps to do that then, honey. That's your answer, okay?
That's what I'm doing.
Right.
Thank you very much.
All right, you bet. Therese in Illinois, you're on.
Hello, thank you for taking the call.
You bet.
My question is, what is my sole purpose in this life, and am I on the right track?
Okay, how long have you been listening with us, Therese?
This is my first time.
Yeah, I knew that from the questions you're asking. So, and I say this with love. Your sole purpose is to be happy. We all share that same sole purpose. There is no right or wrong way of doing anything. The principles are your belief system. So as you believe, that's the way your world is going to show up. Susan, that we just spoke with, believes she has to give herself up so her son feels loved. So she's going to continue to create that cycle in her life until she chooses another belief. That when I come forward for myself first through divine love, I encourage all other people to create themselves. So you tell me, what is it that you think your sole purpose is?
Well, I thought it was to do something to help more people.
Okay, that makes you happy.
Physically, any way I could.
Okay, that makes you happy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. So if your sole purpose is to be happy, that's a good thing to choose to do. Christmas. I go crazy at Christmas because it makes me happy. So I do it.
Okay.
Working out makes me happy. So I do it. So get up every day and go, okay, today I love me. And I'm looking at everything that makes me happy. That's what I'm going to do today. And then you're on the right track.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, thank you.
You understand?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, great. It's really quite simple. And it's a way of consciously living in every moment. Okay?
Yes.
All right. Welcome. Welcome, sweetheart. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, Miss Kathy in Kentucky, you're on.
Hello, Dee. How are you?
Pretty fab, babe. Pretty fab.
No doubt. I'd like to ask a couple of questions about the sense memory subject, if that would be okay.
Sure. I'd love it.
Well, I was wondering, you had said at one point that you were working on your lower back, and then you said you were working on your neck. Can we work on more than one area at the same time or just work
Absolutely.
On something?
Absolutely. And what I would do is, that's the highest word. Yeah, I'm getting my big helicopter yes here, is release all sense memories of all and any kind of trauma in your body, your brain, your mind, your energy. Any dis-ease in your body, we know that it starts in our energy, right? And energetically, we take those memories and those belief systems throughout lifetimes, through the water of who we are.
Okay.
So we are, let's just all say it together. I am directing all sense memories of any kind of traumas in my body, my brain, or my energy to be released now. Don't want you, don't need you. I am free to create a new reality. And then just, you know, just do that like for 5 or 7 days. Okay?
Now, will that also work, let's say if you are keeping excess weight due to some kind of trauma and you're trying to keep it as protection, would it also extend to that?
That's the right question. I get a yes. Now, also, well, now see, they're correcting me. I started to say that doesn't mean you can go out and eat a dozen donuts. But they're saying that that's not true. That once you release the trauma, you won't even want to eat the dozen donuts. Oh, there. See, they taught me as well as you right then. Okay, invoking this. Let me just balance this for all of us. Invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light. We are divine love, so it is. Okay, go ahead.
No, I was just wanting to see how broad sense memory would include.
Now, they're also saying, however, that belief systems are not part of the traumas. So you also have to consciously stay on top of your belief system.
Okay.
Well, you understand that, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right.
Absolutely.
All righty.
I have to think through it a little bit. But thank you so much for going into that a little further.
Yeah, thank you for the question. That was great. Always. Cheryl in Houston, you're on.
Hi.
Hi.
So, I love you. So I talked to you mid-September last month, and I was all excited, and still am, that I am creating the love of my life, finding me. And you were like, yep, that's going to happen. And I'm like, yep. And he's coming in September. And you're like, yep, that's going to happen. I'm like, yep. And so we're mid-October. He's not here. And I was just still happy about creating and wondering what the holdup is.
The channel said he did show up and you didn't see him.
Damn. I thought I would recognize this energy right away.
Why?
Uh-huh. I thought I'd feel his energy. What do you mean, why? I don't understand the question.
Well,
I thought it would be easy to feel.
And you did feel him. You didn't feel him as a significant other relationship. Let me get to a core belief. They're yagging at me here. Yeah. I'll never be good enough. So, okay. There is a belief in you. Somebody came along that you subconsciously thought was out of your league.
There's a guy in Whole Foods, huh?
Yeah, he's in business somewhere.
I have no idea what any of these guys do, but there were only two men that hit my radar at all, and one ended up so sloppy drunk, I'm like, no way, is this my guy? And the other was in passing in Whole Foods, and I'm like, he walked by, I said, you have a gorgeous eyes, and he just lit up. I'm like, wow, that might be him. And I was all excited, and then he went away.
Then,
he like put his head down and purposefully avoid. He was all happy and he turned around and looked at me. And then 15 minutes later, when I saw him, he put his head down and walked away, like clearly avoiding. I'm like, maybe he's just late and he can't get in a conversation. No big deal. If that's him, I'll see him again.
Okay, Cheryl, I want you to quit looking. It's like you're on the hunt.
Yeah, I'm ready for my partner.
Well, yeah, but you've got to just be in alignment, knowing that he's coming, loving the feeling of being in a relationship, and allow him to find you.
That's what it felt like I was doing. How am I not?
Well,
because that
you're
feels
not,
like what I'm doing.
Cheryl, if you're on the hunt, that's not what you're doing.
But I don't think I am on the hunt. I'm just
noticing. The channel
I don't
is
feel
saying,
desperate. Huh?
The channel is saying you're on the hunt.
Oh, my. Okay.
Well, it's like if you, if you're a hunter, okay, some hunters know that you just have to stay quiet and stay where you are and let the deer find you.
Okay.
Okay, that's not what you're doing. You're going out and going, oh, is that the deer I'm supposed to have? Is that the deer I'm supposed to have? Let me check that deer out. No, it's not the
way you create. Doesn't feel like I'm doing that, but okay. Yeah.
It's not the way you create anything, having an agenda, guys. I talk about this all the time. You
right.
create.
So I keep saying I'm creating the love of my life, finding me, no matter what, now. And then I'm just letting it go for whoever he is. I have no idea what he looks like, what color, size, shape, age, and I'm just there. And the only reason I told that one guy he had gorgeous eyes is because he walked by and he did. I'm like, oh, cool. Please.
Yeah, that's fine. It's what's behind it. I'm going to tell him he has gorgeous eyes because maybe he's the one. That's different than, wow, you've just got really beautiful eyes, dude. And not caring
okay.
whether he responds at all.
And that's what I did, and then he wasn't,
okay,
you know,
it
lit him up, and then I've decided, okay, no big deal, that's not
Cheryl,
him.
Cheryl, that's not yes. what you're doing. That may
okay.
feel
I'll
like
be
what
calmer.
You're doing. Go of the agenda. Make a list
okay.
of everything you want in a relationship and in the guy, and then let it go. And feel a lot of love in it, and you're done.
Okay. Can you ask, it wasn't that drunk guy, right? There's
no
way my guy would have been that unconscious.
No,
okay.
See, you're still doing it. You're still doing it. Even
well,
after. Cause, no.
Because if I messed up, I want to know, you know.
The only way you're messing up is that you're trying to make it happen. That's what they mean by let go and let God. Let go. Okay.
So where's the fine line between creating?
No, we're not going to talk about it anymore. You've got your answer. I love you. You know I love you, but I'm not going to keep this going on and on and on. That's a private session. Harmony in Florida, you're on. I love you, Cheryl.
Hi, wonderful baby.
Hi, baby.
Hi. So today I wanted to ask, what did I learn from my mom when I was little that I need to know now so that I can move forward?
A whole bunch of shit. That's the first thing they gave me. I swear to God, a whole bunch of shit. You have to be more specific, Harmony. Around what subject are you thinking about asking that question?
Around mother-daughter relationships.
Okay, do you have a daughter?
I have two.
Now we can, that's the highest guess. This page here. I do not have permission to love who I am. So how do you think your mom taught you that? And most moms teach us that in one way or another, not at all meaning to teach us that, by the way.
Wow. I feel like she probably had to do things in the marriage and for their company that she didn't want to do.
Yeah, so she gave herself up, which is not self-love, right?
Right.
Okay, and then they teach us, well, you can't always have what you want, sweetheart.
Hmm.
Right? Yeah. And they teach us, you know, I know you want this, but you can't have everything you want. Well, who said?
Mm-hmm.
Who said? Okay? That's stuff you don't want to pass down to your daughters. Hold on. There's another one coming in now. You've got to teach your daughters that they are the powerful gods of themselves who create themselves, honey. Whatever words you use to communicate with them, you're the energy. Your beliefs create who you are. You know, however you want to teach them that. And I'm talking to all parents out there. That is the highest thing, the most important thing you can teach your kids is their own power.
Yeah.
And that power, the beginning of that power for all of us, comes from loving ourselves.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else?
Thank you.
You bet, baby cakes.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that certainly served a lot of us. Susie in Texas. Whoa, hold on. You're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby cakes.
Okay, so it's been a very interesting past week. I'm going to nutshell it so it'll give you just a background.
Please.
But I had, like, so many things happen. Dead battery, computer crash, hard drive, okay, so a bunch. So you get the picture there.
Well, it's all electrical.
Yeah, most of it, although a doorknob broke off, my favorite fairy broke, so it was some other stuff like that as well.
Okay.
And then on my TV at the end of the week, it was blacked out, and in three different boxes, it said, call to action, call to action, call to action. anyways, so...
Yeah, that's pretty weird. I hand it to you. That's pretty weird.
I mean, I was like going, okay, so, you know, most people would probably be freaked out.
Okay,
and at times
answer.
I was. Thank
I have
you.
Your answer. Okay.
Thank you.
And it's something that I discovered about myself. I had a day that was not going well and not going joyfully, which is very rare, extremely rare in my life. And I finally just stopped and threw up my hands and went, okay, what am I doing that's creating all this? And the simple words were, you're not happy. So why were you not happy? What created you falling out of love with yourself so you forgot to create your happy within so the universe could match it?
Well, I had a big trauma trigger with the neighbors, and I've been wanting to move for a long time, and I had a really big reaction on it. And so then it just triggered, it was the idea of wanting a life makeover and knowing that I needed to make that happen.
Okay, that trauma with your neighbors
is
part of the sense memory traumas you can release.
Yes, exactly. I knew that claim was so important when you brought it up earlier. I'm like, that's
well,
my 7 days.
Let's explore that for just a minute.
Thank you.
So the trauma doesn't have to be within our bodies. You see, they're teaching us here now how to expand out this this knowing that they've given us. So we can hold sense memories in our energy as well as in the water of our bodies and brains.
Okay.
So for all traumas that are being held within our energies anywhere from any time, any place, we release you now. We don't want you. We don't need you. We are free. And so it is, invoking symbol formula, violet flame, golden light. Well, and I share way too much personal shit on this show, but at one point in my career, I was blackballed, and they just said, that is a perfect example of a trauma to your energy.
Yeah.
That needs to be released. Otherwise, you bring it back this lifetime, other lifetimes, that, you know, that people are out of integrity and take advantage of you and all that stuff. And that's not a belief that's going to serve us in our creation process at all, guys.
No. No,
okay.
And when you were saying that, I heard past life with my mother, like the trauma. So, yeah, definitely trauma releasing.
I get a yes. Got a yes on that.
Yeah, like I'm feeling tearful on it. So there's work to do there. Yeah, to release it. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, good. Oh, this is very valuable for me, too. Thank you, Susan.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yep, you bet. So I love the people that come on, and as soon as they get their answer, they go off the call. They just don't get that we're all accumulating and building and getting to the bigger stuff as we go. Any of you that's done any kind of webinar with me, you know that, don't you? Vicki in Florida, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
I was going to ask about Akashic Records, but I'm going to wait. I'm going to hold that for another question. I'm going to ask you, so someone asked me this, and I wasn't clear on how to help them with this, because I feel like when I do it, I get pretty clear on it. And that's about when you know that you have an unconscious belief, either from the sheets or from your little child, and then you turn it into the positive, and then you use that, you know, through love, through divine love, feeling it in your heart and directing it. The person said to me, well, how do I really know I got it? And I was like, well, you should know. You should feel it. But,
you know,
she said, well, I didn't.
You know that you got it because your life starts showing up differently. It's not
okay.
A one-time soundbite fix,
yeah.
Vicki. You know that.
Yeah.
This is
yeah.
a way
okay.
of living. We are teaching a way of consciously living and creating in every moment.
Right.
Okay.
And I couldn't help her understand that because I wasn't getting it clear to her that it was a way of living, even though I know that's what it is. So,
well, that's
okay. That's
because most people, they want a quick fix.
Right.
Well,
send
me a blank
exactly.
CD, and I'll play the blank CD, and I'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, and that's a good way to say it. It's not a quick fix. You have to really get it and really continue to get it.
You have to live it.
You have to live it.
It doesn't matter if you understand it, guys, and you don't live it. Okay?
Good way to say it. Okay.
Okay. All right, baby. All right.
Thank
you.
Bye.
I know. I go through that with people myself. We're going to Alberta. Hold on. Alberta in Canada, you're on.
Hi, Misty. How are you?
Hi, baby cakes. I'm great. Thanks.
sorry, one quick question. Dave, what part of my body needs attention where I'm feeling much more tired? Do you know if it's the thyroid, the bowels? Can you pick out sort of what
it's
organ it might
not
be?
It's not in your body. It's in your perspective of life.
Okay.
Okay, am I going? No. Sheets. But give me a song, Alberta, any song that pops in.
Heavenly Sunshine.
Okay, what's it about? I don't know it.
I don't know either, really. It's Heavenly Sunshine, Hallelujah, Jesus is Mine. Something like that, I think.
Okay.
I don't even know that song.
All right, so, so we're going to religion. What religion were you raised?
Protestant.
Okay, and what is... It's all about getting what you want, Alberta.
Oh, okay.
So what
so that
were
phrase,
you taught?
I want what I want and I give it to me now would be really a great claim.
Yes. And it's completed for me successfully.
Okay.
Right? Okay, mm-hmm. What were you taught, though? I want to know. What were you taught about getting everything you want?
I don't know. I just
what did
you
your mother
that.
Teach
probably,
you
well,
about?
Probably you weren't. You know, you would. You wouldn't. No, you can't get everything you want. Of course.
Okay.
No.
So here you are doing this work, and all this work is created around us creating what we want, and you've got the belief you can't get everything you want while you're trying. That's like trying to walk up a steep hill with a big boulder on your back and you can't get up the hill. It's exhausting when you fight yourself in those conflicting beliefs. Did you get that?
Yep. And just on that last one where you said, I want what I want and give it to myself now and complete. What did you say?
And it's completed for me successfully.
And it is. Okay. Thank you, Dee.
Yep.
I won't hold you up because I know there's a lot of other callers waiting to hear from you.
Well,
thank you.
And
it's lovely to hear your voice. And I didn't think it was Fisca, but I did not know. So I thank you for taking my call.
You bet, sweetheart. And
thanks.
You got your
bye,
answer.
Dee. I do.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Jean-Marie, you're on.
Hi. I thank you for taking my call. I didn't press the button, but obviously Spirit put me in the queue. So
well, your
here
hand's
we are.
Up, dude.
I guess so. So I didn't
have
a question.
Question?
I'm just going to ask general.
Go ahead.
That's what I'm asking. I'm asking generally
no,
what...
You know that doesn't work that way. You have to ask a specific question. I'm not a psychic.
Okay, what mistakes am I making right now?
Wrong question.
Oh. What's wrong with my body?
Wrong question. Do you see? Here's your answer. You're looking and asking for only the negative, Jean-Marie. And when you look and ask for answers to only the negative, your brain can only find the negative. Now, if you ask me, what do I need to bring into alignment? That I can answer. So what do you want to be in alignment with?
My highest good and my highest joy.
Okay, love yourself. You know that answer.
Right.
You know, but you keep, guys, listen, my Baptist preacher's coming out here, and Jean-Marie, you know I love you to death. You can't keep asking if you've got the answer.
You know, here's the thing. I guess my hand is up, but I had no question prepared. I didn't.
Well, obviously,
click
you were supposed to come on.
But Spirit wants me in here for you.
Yes, and your spirit. You wanted you in here. You wanted this information to quit asking the answers to the questions you already have, because that is arguing for your limitations, Jean-Marie. Do you understand, sweetheart?
I totally get that.
Okay, then stop it. You know the answers. Love myself. Think positively. Okay, if there's something I want to bring in more harmony in my body, I know the belief system I have to get in place to do that. And then your brain and your soul can find it. But guys, if you keep asking what's wrong with me, what's wrong with me, what's wrong with me, the only thing the computer of you and the universe can bring up is more shit that's wrong with you. And that's not what you're looking for, right?
No, actually.
Okay.
I have been actually working on that constantly. Whenever I find myself going toward the negative, I'm going, you're fine. You're happy. You're joyful. And I go outside and I go putt in the garden and, you know, and I feel some love there.
So, Jean-Marie, you know then. You know. Don't keep looking for more to know.
I
got to know.
I,
that you know, guys.
Thank you.
Yep, you were supposed to be on here. I don't know if you're happy that you ended up on here, Jean-Marie, but you were supposed to be here. That was so important for everybody, guys. Aaron in Colorado, I didn't take you yet, did I?
No, you didn't.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, I'm calling to ask if the channel can give me any information about my relationship with my mother. And I've been helping both of my parents. I'm watching their relationship. It feels to me that my mother has spent most of her life trying to get my dad's attention to actually be in the relationship with her. And she developed dementia to do that. And
yep, that's true. That's all
and
true.
So
ask a specific question now.
So my specific question is, I am doing my best to support my dad, to help him, and also let go because it's their relationship. And it's, I guess I struggle to...
No.
Oh.
Nope, we don't want to struggle.
Exactly.
What do you want? What do you want, Aaron?
I want to... I want to see my dad happy.
Okay, that's up to him.
Yes, it is.
Do you understand, Aaron? I mean,
I do.
You can do backflips and somersaults and go in and wait on him hand and foot. If he doesn't want to be happy, he ain't going to be happy. And
exactly.
The channel is saying, why do you think he's not happy? Because he's actually pretty happy. Now, a lot of people are happy not being happy.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes, I think it's the daily struggle of caring for someone in hospice, and it's been 4 years.
For you or him?
For me.
Well, first of all, number one, you're doing it out of guilt.
Yes.
I should do this. She's my mother. I should do this. You need to shift that perspective to choice.
Yes,
because
thank you.
I agree.
What
you choose, Aaron, isn't a struggle. If it's
right.
A choice, it's not a struggle. Number two, you see, this started out to be about your dad, and then it went to your mom. who it's really about is you, sweetheart.
Of course. Yes.
Okay.
So I
want you to get up every day and go, okay, my highest intention today is to love and take care of myself.
Yes.
Now, choosing to love and take care of myself, is there a way that I can serve my mom and dad today, or do I need a day off? And if you need a day off, find somebody, find a caregiver that can come in and give you a break. But you see, again, they're saying, no, she feels too guilty to do that. Do you think your mom gives a shit about who's there changing her? Because she doesn't.
Okay.
I'm testing it. This is not me talking. You know that.
I do.
Okay. So.
And I think the rock that I am carrying up the hill every day is turning everything in my life into work.
Bingo, nailed it.
Yes.
Yeah. So the only person who can put that rock down is who?
Me.
Okay. So you need to sit and get quiet with yourself and your little girl, because a lot of her is driving this, and go, okay, how can I feel good about serving my mom and dad and taking care of myself? You have to take care of you first, guys. You know that. Put your own mask on first, and then you can serve everybody else. But to take a day off for yourself, or 2 days off, or 4 hours in the day off, or whatever, you have to get quiet with yourself and feel into what feels good for you, Erin. Do you understand?
I do.
Okay. So I don't want
Thank
there to be
so
a but
much.
On the end of that sentence.
No,
so
there
I do,
is not. I will.
I get it.
Yes.
And I'm going to get up every day now and go, I love me. How can I take care of me first? And then I go on to where I choose to take care of others.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Dee.
You
love
bet.
You.
I love you too, sweetheart. Oh, my gosh, I'm over. All right, let's say it together. Loud and proud, I love me. I love me. Woohoo! I love me. Because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.